And now, My Little Margie, starring Gale Storm and Charles Farrell.
Well, this is a big day for Vern Albright. His girlfriend, Connie Carter, who has been in Europe for the past few weeks, is returning home. Vern is really excited.
Some enchanted evening, I will meet a stranger.
Dad, Connie isn't exactly a stranger.
I know, but she's been gone so long, she seems like one.
But you're certainly excited about her coming back.
Yeah, how do I look?
Oh, you look fine.
Think I need a shave?
You've shaved three times today.
Well, I want to look my best. How about my nails? Think I need a manicure?
You haven't got any nails left. You've chewed them off clear up to your elbows.
I don't know why I'm so nervous.
Well, you're nervous because you're stuck on Connie.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Oh, come on, Dad. Break down and confess. You're in love with her.
Me? In love with Connie Balderdash.
Who's Connie Balderdash? I'm talking about Connie Carter. Just look at that picture of her on the desk.
Well, what about it?
Well, you've been breathing on it so heavily, the glass in the frame is all fogged up. Now I know why you haven't been able to sleep lately. You were worrying about her suffering.
Well, I'll admit that I've missed her. Everywhere I go, I see her face before me. When I walk down the street, when I try to sleep, her face is there. Now, this morning, when I went to drink my coffee, there was her face in the coffee cup.
Well, how did it get there? All I put in was sugar and cream.
Oh, stop being facetious. Is everything all ready for her welcome home party?
Mm-hmm. Everything's been taken care of. I told Freddie to pick up a bottle of champagne, and Mrs. Odette's is fixing some hors d'oeuvres.
Now, what time is it?
Relax, Mr. Albright. You've got 3 hours before her boat docks.
Mrs. Odette, how do I look?
Oh, you look as youthful as a bridegroom.
I do?
Yes. 40 years after the wedding.
Margie, what time is it?
You heard her. It's later than you think.
Now stop. What time is it?
Mrs. Odette, did you ever see anyone so nervous?
I'm not nervous.
You're not, huh?
No.
Then how come you're lighting another cigarette when you got two in your mouth already?
Don't let him kid you, Mrs. Odette. He's already admitted to me that he's missed Connie. He sees her face before him wherever he goes.
I used to be the same way about my fourth husband. I used to see his face wherever I went.
How beautiful.
That ain't the way I saw it. Where should I put this tray of hors d'oeuvres, Margie?
Well, I'll take them.
This reminds me of the welcome home party we had for my girlfriend's husband once. He was gone for 3 whole years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. He would have been home sooner, but they took away his good behavior for slugging the warden.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hello, Freddie.
Freddie, did you get the champagne?
Yep, here it is. Mr. Albright, can I borrow $50?
I'm sorry, Freddie. I've only got $20 in my pocket.
Well, that's okay. You can owe me the rest.
Let's open the champagne and drink a toast to Connie.
Well, Connie won't be here for 3 hours.
But the champagne might spoil.
Don't worry, Mrs. Odette. It'll keep.
Yeah, but I may not.
Oh, boy. Look at these hors d'oeuvres.
Mrs. Odette's made them.
I'll bet they're delicious.
Oh, now, take your hot little hands off of them. You'll all have to wait until Connie gets here. Hello? Oh, hello, Olaf. She is? Well, thanks very much. That was the doorman. Connie's on her way up.
Quick, Freddie, open the champagne.
I'll open it.
Oh, you better let Freddie do it, Dad. The way your hands are shaking, you'll have it all over the place.
Just leave it to me, Mr. Albright.
Take it easy now.
I'm an old hand at this. First, you give the cork a little twist, and then...
Ooh! Look at that beautiful champagne. All over the ceiling.
That must be Connie. I'll get it. Connie, darling, welcome back.
Cheerio, Ben.
Cheerio?
It's Freddie, old chap.
Old chap?
And dear Margie. And dear Mrs. Odette. Oh, dear.
Connie, where in the world did you pick up that accent?
In jolly old England, of course. Oh, I want you all to meet my dear friend, Lord Cyril Poindexter.
But cheerio, Pip-Pip, and all that sort of thing, you know.
Oh,
It looks like an accent isn't the only thing she picked up in England.
Did you say Lord Cyril Poindexter?
Yes, quite right, old chap. Knight of the Golden Fleece, Knight of the Garter, and Knight of the Round Table. And your name, old bean?
Vern Albright. Night before last, night before that, and every night.
Oh, a commoner, eh, what?
Now, see here. Just because you've got some kind of phony title...
Oh, I can assure you it's far from phony. Royalty goes back for generations in my family. King Arthur tapped my great-grandfather on the head with a sword and made him a knight.
That's nothing. Sitting Bull tapped my great-grandfather on the head with a tomahawk and made him an angel.
Hey, Margie, what goes with Connie and this mushmouth character?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Connie, how long have you known Lord Cyril?
Oh, ever since I arrived in merry old England. We met at a reception, went punting on the Thames. Oh, I found him so fascinating.
Quite.
Oh, Cyril made my stay such a pleasant one. You see, Lord Cyril belongs to the exclusive Worcestershire set.
That's a pretty saucy crowd.
Grouse hunting.
Grouse hunting? Well, did you shoot any grouses, or is it grease?
Oh, I say, we bagged our limit. We shot at Sir Clive Weatherby's country seat.
Did you hit it?
That's you, all the witty one. You make my head spin.
Okay, I'll try.
Hang on to your monocle.
A changed person since I met Cyril.
That's the understatement of the year.
He's so charming and so well-traveled. He's been all over.
Oh, quiet.
I get around a little myself, too.
Oh, really? Now, ever been in India?
India?
Yes.
No, but I've been in India.
Oh, it's the same thing, old chap. And while you were there, did you see the Himalayas?
Well, no. Oh, they invited me to dinner, but I couldn't make it.
Vern, how utter. It's apparent you don't have the brilliance of Cyril. Why, he speaks 6 dead languages.
He should make a very sociable corpse.
Oh, very good, Marty, very good. I don't get it.
Don't bother, Cyril, darling. Well, we must dash now. We have an appointment for tea with some charming people we met on board ship.
Oh, quite.
Toodaloo, everyone.
I just can't get over it. Connie, but...
Excuse me.
What are you laughing at?
I just got it. Very sociable corpse.
Margie, I don't know what I'm going to do. Connie has been back for a week now, and I haven't seen her once. She's been spending all her time with Lord Cyril.
Dad, you sound jealous.
Well, I'm not jealous. Well, what does she see in him anyway?
Well, he's got charm.
I've got charm.
He's got a mustache.
I've got a mustache.
He's got youth.
I've got a mustache. Well, if she prefers him to me, that's that. It doesn't bother me a bit. She's not the only girl. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
And I'm just the angler who can land them for you.
Mrs. Odette, what are you talking about?
Oh, I've got a list of all the eligible girls in town.
Please, Mrs. Odette, I don't need your help. If I want to go out with another girl, I can. I've got more girls than you can shake a stick at.
Where are they?
He shook a stick at them and chased them away.
Hello, Margie. Is your father home?
No, Mr. Honeywell. He went for a walk.
Well, that's good. I want to talk to you.
Do you want me to leave? It's no use, you know. I'll only listen at the keyhole anyway.
No, you can hear this too, Mrs. Odette. Now, Margie, what's wrong with your father? For the past week, all he's done is moon and mope around the office. He's bungled 3 important deals.
Well, I think I know what's wrong with him, Mr. Honeywell. Hmm? He's carrying a torch.
A torch?
Yes.
Well, somebody better light that torch under him. If he doesn't snap out of it, I'm going to fire him.
Gosh, well, I'll see what I can do, Mr. Honeywell.
You'd better. Oh, well, so long.
Margie, what are you going to do?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Dad's got to get Connie back.
But how? She's stuck on Limehouse Cyril.
I know. But if we could get Limehouse Cyril interested in another woman, he might give Connie up.
Oh, I see what you mean. And I'll be happy to be the other woman.
Thanks, Mrs. Odette, but, well, I was going to tackle the job myself.
And why not me? After all, what have I got that you haven't got?
No, Mrs. Odette. No. You mean, what have I got that you haven't got? You had it backwards.
That's my trouble. I've always had it backwards.
Margie, what is this terribly important thing you just had to tell me about?
Dad, I figured out how you can get Connie back. I'm going to get Lord Cyril to fall in love with me.
Margie, I could never let you do anything like that for me.
Oh, don't be silly, Dad. I'll just get him away from Connie for a few days so you can have a clear field.
Well, I guess it's all right. Under those circumstances, I'll let you do it. What precisely do you intend to do?
Well, getting Cyril to fall for me may not be too easy at first. After all, you know how Cyril feels about Connie. He says he'd die for her.
Oh, he's always saying that, but he never does it.
However, Dad, I'm going to turn on that old Albright charm. You'll see. I'll win Cyril away from Connie, and you'll be able to get to first base.
I get it. In baseball, it's what they call a sacrifice play.
Wouldn't it be easier if you just hit him over the head with an old bat?
Quiet, Freddy. That's no way to talk about Mrs. Odette.
Now, here's my plan of action, Dad. I'm going over to see Cyril right away. I'll be wearing my slinkiest gown. I'll have a new hairdo. And to make me absolutely irresistible, I'll be wearing a new perfume guaranteed to make the strongest men melt.
A new perfume? What's the name of it?
It's called How Dare You, Sir?
Oh, it sounds pretty potent. But are you sure this perfume will make you romantically irresistible?
Of course I'm sure. Last night when I took a bath, I put only 4 drops in the water. And when I got out, my bathrobe came over and put its arms around me.
Well, here's Connie's apartment. Are you sure the coast is clear?
Mm-hmm. Cyril's inside taking it easy, and Connie's out shopping. Mrs. Odette gave me the whole dope.
No, she didn't. The dope is still inside.
Go on in, Margie, and good luck. And don't be scared. We'll be watching you.
What do you mean?
While you're inside with Cyril, we'll be outside the window on the balcony.
Yeah, we'll watch your every move.
Well, never mind watching my moves. Watch his. Well, here goes. And hurry, get out of sight.
Come in. Oh, cheerio, Margie. Connie isn't in at the moment.
It isn't Connie I want to see. It's you. You. Deep in the heart of me. Oh, there's such a hungry yearning burning inside of me.
Shall we dance?
Cyril, look at me. At last we're alone. You and I and you. Both. Ourselves. Us.
Quite a crowd, aren't we?
Cyril, I'm crazy about you. Cyril, forget about Connie. Think of me. You and I were made for each other.
We were?
Yes. And to prove it, I'm going to kiss you. Think of it. Well, Cyril, come down off the bookcase and answer me.
I say, Margie, that simply isn't done, you know. I mean, after all, my obligation is to Connie.
But surely you like me a little. Here, let me put my head on your shoulder.
You mean it comes off?
Cyril, haven't you any romance in your soul? Wouldn't you like to hold me protectingly in your strong arms? Wouldn't you like to tell me that you're
all right? What's she saying? I can't hear her.
Take it easy, Freddie. You'll push me off the balcony.
Oh, I can't stand to look, Mr. Albright. Tell me what's going on.
They're sitting on a sofa.
Yeah?
She moves closer to him. He moves closer to her. She gets still closer. He gets still closer.
Yeah? Yeah, go on. What happened?
They passed each other.
Oh, this is awful.
Now, Margie gazes soulfully into his eyes. She takes his hand. She puckers up her lips.
What's he doing?
He's crouching on the floor for a fast getaway.
Oh, look at her making love to that lout. Offering him her arms, her lips. Being a noble, heroic martyr. Oh, what a degrading spectacle. It's a good thing nobody else can see what a sacrifice she's making.
Oh, yeah? Well, who do you think this is on the next balcony?
The last 3/4 of an hour trying to convince you that I'd be better for you than Connie. Truthfully, now, couldn't you learn to love me?
No, Margie, I'm sorry. I could never learn to love you.
I forgot to mention one thing. I've got $10,000 in the bank.
Give me one more lesson.
Good. Then you'll leave Connie and never have anything more to do with
Margie. I heard that.
Connie!
You were trying to steal Lodge Siddle away from me in my absence.
Oh, no, no, not in your absence, dear. In your living room.
Margie, you and I used to be friends. But that's over now. And for your information, I am taking this opportunity to announce my immediate engagement to Lord Siddle.
Margie, your interference has made this whole situation go from bad to worse. Before, they were just going together. Now they're engaged.
I'm sorry, Dad. I did the best I could.
Oh, if I could only do something. If I could only think of a way of making Connie sorry she's treated me so badly.
Now, cheer up. Things aren't that bad.
Oh, yes, they are. Excuse me. I want to be alone.
Oh, poor Mr. Albright. Lord Cyril Poindexter is just too much competition. It's that title of his that Connie's mad about.
A title? Hmm. Mrs. Odette, that gives me an idea. If it's a title Connie wants, we can get one for Dad very easily.
You mean pretend he's a nobleman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Connie would never swallow that.
Well, she would if we got a phony genealogist to hold her nose and force it down her throat.
A phony genealogist?
Yeah, a man who looks up family trees. We'll have him tell Dad he's descended from royalty.
Ooh, sounds fine. Who knows? He might have several kings in his past.
Yeah.
Oh, incidentally, that's how my first husband got shot. How? He had 5 kings. And there's only supposed to be 3 in the deck. 4. Oh.
Remember now, Mrs. Odette, not a word of this to Dad. I don't want him to know we're fixing him up with a phony title. He'd never stand for it.
You can count on me, Margie. I may be a blabbermouth, but I'm not a fathead. That's my trouble. More blabber than blubber.
Margie, I don't see any point whatsoever in hiring this genealogist to look up my background.
Well, give him a chance, Dad. You might have some very distinguished ancestors up your family tree.
Yeah, eating bananas.
No, quite the contrary, Mr. Albright. I have spent the last few days in research, and I have discovered something wonderful about you.
Ooh, how exciting!
To put it briefly, you have a distinguished pedigree.
What am I, a man or a cocker spaniel?
Dad, let's hear what Professor Flegel found out about you.
Thank you. Mr. Albright, according to the records, you are really Lord Vernon Albright, the Duke of Loch Lomond.
Oh.
The Duke of Loch Lomond?
Yes, you are a Scottish nobleman, descended from the royal Scotch clan of Mac Albright.
Scotch, eh? Hootmon!
Professor Flegel, are you sure of your facts?
Absolutely. One of his forefathers fought with General Rob Roy, another fought with Angus MacDougall, another fought with Alan MacTavish.
They couldn't get along with anybody, could they?
Mr. Albright. Oh, Sir Vern, as I should call you. Oh. Your ancestral home was Inchcliffe Castle on the bonny banks of Loch Lomond in Dundee. And your ancestors were very famous.
Famous ancestors, eh? Boy, I've really got blue blood.
No, I'd say your blood was more Scotch plaid.
One of your early Scotch ancestors, named Donald the Strong, invented the crossbow. Another one named Robert the Hairy invented the shield. And another ancestor of yours invented Argyle socks.
What was his name?
Sam the Barefoot.
Oh, Professor Flegel, you've made me a very happy man. To think that I'm really a titled nobleman. Boy, when Connie hears that I'm really the Duke of Loch Lomond, she'll come back to me in no time. Hoopmon.
Gesundheit.
Margie, has your father's title had any effect on Connie yet?
Not since he got it 3 days ago. At least she hasn't been around. But somehow, Dad doesn't seem to mind anymore.
Well, how come?
Well, he's too wrapped up being the Duke of Loch Lomond. Everybody has to say yes, my lord, and no, my lord, to him.
Listen here, Margie, I want to talk to you.
Well, hello, Mr. Honeywell. You look upset.
Oh, why shouldn't I be? You know what that father of yours is doing?
What?
So help me, he's walking around the office in kilts.
In kilts?
Yes.
With his bare legs showing?
Yes. And with those bony knees of his. Well, all I can say, he's not exactly a Marilyn Monroe. For Pete's sake, Margie, tell him to stop squeezing those bagpipes. That horrible squealing is driving me nuts.
I'll talk to him about it.
You do that. Tell him to go back to squeezing secretaries. They squeal too, but at least it's in a lower key.
Say, here comes your father, Margie.
Good afternoon, everybody. Or as my illustrious ancestor, Robert the Hairy, would say, it's a bra bricks moonlicks nix to nix, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Well, come on, let's celebrate.
Celebrate?
Yeah, to heck with the expense. Give the canary another seed.
Ben, I've simply got to see you.
Oh, hello there, Connie. Greetings.
Oh, Ben, I know you're upset with me, but I want you to know that I've gotten rid of Lord Siddle. He was nothing but a phony.
Really? Wasn't he actually a nobleman?
Yes, a penniless nobleman. All he saw in me was a meal ticket and free support for the rest of his life. I'm glad I found out in time.
Well, good for you.
Connie, isn't it wonderful that Dad found out he's the Duke of Loch Lomond?
Yes, I heard all about it. Oh, Dukey, it'll be so wonderful being together again. Aren't you glad?
I'm sorry, my dear. Things can never be the same between us.
Why not?
You are only a commoner.
Oh, Dad. You haven't any titles. Professor Flegel was a phony.
What? No titles?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me, Vanny. I love you just for you.
Good night, everybody.
My Little Margie is a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.